In today's busy world, sometimes it is hard to step back and just listen to what's going on around you. From the beats of street noise to the hum of the natural world, it takes a certain kind of ear to hear music and everyday sounds. This coming Thursday, the current artist in residence at Searle's Place in Garden City will provide a lesson on the power of listening. Our Frankie Barnhill sat down with this artist last week and has more on his unique sound.
Hello, my name is Chuck Palmer, and we are currently at Rhodes Skate Park in Boise, Idaho.
Why are we at Rhodes Park?
Well, I am a skateboarder. I started skateboarding when I was around 9 years old.
And later, when he became a musician, Palmer used the sounds of skateboarding on his record, Waiting on the Rain.
It's like a skate collage of skate sounds of my younger brother, Max Palmer, who's a really incredibly successful and famous skateboarder. And I would just, like I said, I'm just obsessed. So I'm recording all these things. I'm hearing rhythm in it. When you're a skateboarder, it changes the way you see the world forever.
And just by listening, he hears poetry in his sport.
When I'm skating, the sound makes me so happy. Even if you fall, you know what I mean? Just the wheel bite is a cool sound, you know? Or the grinds, the tail slides, the lip slides, these long shh kind of sounds. The wheels rolling on, sidewalks. Ka-toom, 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 ka-toom. Faster, slower. All these different sounds, to me, it's like just a symphony. And it just makes me really comfortable and really happy. And I absolutely love it.
So the musician has been spending a lot of time at Rhodes Park, gathering sounds from Boise's skate culture to weave into a piece he's producing at Searle's Place this month.
So if there's like the sound of the tail of the skateboard hitting the concrete, pop, has a nice little pop. So I'll go through my recordings and I'll find a couple pops, and then those might become akin to like the hi-hats on a drum set if I'm making a beat. I mean, there's songs I've made that are out there that have skateboarding sounds in them. But people, I don't know if people know it or not. You know, it's kind of fun. I have another track called Crazy Eye, and there's a little breakdown. There's a roll-up and an ollie and a landing, like in this little break. And I feel like I've told people that, and they're just like, huh? Like, they don't necessarily hear it. So there's a little bit of a subconscious piece of it at work, too.
And as an artist living in urban canyons of New York City, he's become enamored with the natural world he's found here in Idaho.
One of the ones I'm really, really excited about is a piece called Spiders, and I've just been just totally captivated and very impressed by the amount of spider webs that I'm coming across, and they're just absolutely beautiful, but like completely enveloping of many things, whether it's the bridges that along the Boise River that you cross, or spider webs all over all these metal bridges. I go out into the parks and stuff, and just the trees. You know, you look up at the trees, and the tree limbs are hanging there, and they're covered with this beautiful white web. You know, and so everywhere I look, I'm seeing these spiders. I've gotten bit by a few spiders at the house, which is great.
Spider bites aside, Palmer hopes to build a framework for inspiration and active listening, something he says that's missing in modern times.
If I could help other people become more present through this work, that would be best case scenario for sure.
And to do that, he'll conduct a workshop helping people learn how to listen better. Reporting from Rhodes Park in downtown Boise, I'm Frankie Barnhill with Boise State Public Radio News.
And joining me live in studio is Chuck Palmer, the current artist in residence at Searle's Place. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So you have been the artist in residence for the month of August. And this, you know, the artist in residence is in Garden City. Chuck, you are based in New York City. So how does it compare?
Well, it's very different. That's for sure.
Stating the obvious.
Pretty obvious there. I did, though, grow up in Columbus, Ohio. And I've been in New York for 18 years, currently living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, but have lived all over Manhattan and different spots in Brooklyn. And so, Boise to me is sort of just personally a little bit of a homecoming. I have yet to get used to New York City walking down the street, hello, and they just look down or look at you like you're crazy or just look right through you. And here in Boise, it's just been so fun to walk down the street and say hello and people say, hi, how are you? I'm like, whoa.
This is amazing.
This is incredible.
So tell me how you became a Found Sound artist.
Yeah, as I've been here at Searle's Place, I've been discovering new aspects of how this came to be for me. And I realized that one part of it had to do with the culture of sampling that has been going on for a very long time, since the late 70s mm-hmm. and 80s in New York City in the Bronx for hip-hop music. And across the board now, it's just very, very common for people to mine record stores and find these little samples of little tidbits and create things from them in a collage-based way, which is very beautiful. And I'm a big supporter of that and have participated in that and played with a lot of artists who are known for that and do that. And so that is a beautiful art form for sure. But as a drummer and as a... I think from skateboarding, I have a little bit of a punk rock aesthetic. And so as a drummer, I feel very, it's very important to me that my beat and what I played remains. It's sort of a spiritual experience. And a part of the sound design that I do touches on that reality of not chopping things up and having the rhythm remain pure within that. And so one of the elements of the sound design adventure for me has been to have a palette of sounds, if you will, that I'm not sampling from someone else. So I go out into the real world and I sample. It is someone else. It's someone's car driving by, or it's an insect in a tree or something. But you know, there's not the drummer who played it, who practiced 10,000 mm-hmm. hours, the engineer that put the mic in a certain place, and all the people that worked on it to master it, to mix it, the record labels, to do promotion, all that stuff that goes into all that stuff that we sample, and then potentially not getting credit for it or getting paid for it or something like that. And so I was like, oh, well, that's not cool. So
I'll find my own.
Yeah, where do I get sound?
Yeah.
And then I got to thank Steve Jobs because with the iPhone and the voice memo device that's included on all those, it was in my pocket. And so I could just kind of walk around and record things. And I just started making these little soundscapes and just these little short 1 minute, 3 minute long. I was just obsessed. I was just doing it for fun. I put a couple of them on my solo record called Waiting on the Rain, just for fun, mm-hmm. recording my brother skateboarding and doing different things like that. And then my older brother, Matthew Gray Palmer, is an incredible sculptor. He lives in the San Juan Islands up in the Puget Sound.
Near Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, near Boise, Idaho, in fact. And so he said, he's my biggest fan, by the way, and he said, these are the coolest things I've ever heard you do. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I play with Foreigner. I'm in a project with Robert Redford.
He's like, yeah, none of that matters.
He's like, yeah, it's cool. These are the thing, you know? And I was like, wow. And then he sort of challenged me. He said, hey, let's do a piece together. And he had a piece that he was working on for the San Juan Museum of Art mm-hmm. in the Friday Harbor, San Juan Islands. And he said, why don't you do a long form sound design that we'll put on loop? And so he did a piece called Liminal Currents, Explorations of an Empathic Umwelt, which is Explorations of an Empathic Umwelt is a German word that describes any living being's mm-hmm. Experience or perception of reality, basically. And so this piece was designed to inspire empathy and compassion in humans for the orca whale populations in the San Juan Islands.
Right.
The J pods, the L pod, K pod, M and N pod, I believe. And so we collaborated also with the Lime Kiln State Park in Friday Harbor, San Juan Islands, who have a hydrophone and record, you know.
Recorded the sounds of the orcas.
Yeah, they have a website
very
where it's
cool.
up there live.
Yeah.
And we got permission through my brother Matthew to use those recordings. And so I did a 45-minute sound design loop that played during his exhibit on San Juan Island. And I utilized nothing but found sounds on San Juan Islands, percussion and beats and grooves, which is a big part of what I do and, mm-hmm. and what I love and what I love to do, as well as the sounds of the actual orca whales themselves. So that was a really fun project. And since then, I've realized like, hey, wow, I can mm-hmm. do this. You know, I can make it longer.
And are you finding that sound is different throughout the country?
Yes, definitely. Obviously, I do a lot of work in New York, mm-hmm. but I'm also a musician who's on tour for at least 50% of the year. So I travel all over the world, and everywhere I go, whether it's Abu Dhabi or Milan, or when I go back and visit my family in Ohio, or obviously New York City. I love coming to places like Boise because it's such a rich sound environment. And, but yes, everywhere I go, I am just celebrating and just love listening. And this project has changed my life completely. Obviously, I'm a musician. I listen all the time, and I listen very acutely. But after I work on these projects for hours and hours and hours, I walk out of my studio, and it's like a symphony. Everything I hear is so beautiful and so interesting. And so that's one of my main goals in doing this is to – we did a workshop at Searle's Place on Saturday, and it was called Listening for the Rhythm. And the main – goal of it was to inspire people to listen more critically, more passionately, develop a listening practice, and also to play the drums.
That's very cool too. Well, I want to thank you for coming in, and you have a performance Thursday night, correct, in Garden City?
That's correct. I'll be performing at the Audio Lab at 7 p.m. in Garden City. And the tickets are available via the website Searle's Place.
And we will put it on our website as well. I want to thank you for coming in today, Chuck.
Thank you so much.
Fun conversation.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.